praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Good evening to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for the sacrifice to be here. I saw so many people outside. May the Lord bless you. One thing for sure is that you will never be the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me appreciate Pastor Sam. Thank you. The Lord bless you and your dear wife. I want to truly honor the PFN chairman. Very humbled by your presence. Thank you, sir. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Pastor Mike Akko, God bless you. And every minister of the gospel, our politicians here present, may the Lord honor you in the name of Jesus. Let's wave our hands to heaven. I sing praises to your name. Praises to your name, oh God, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Can you lift your hands to Jesus? I sing praises to your name. Oh God, praises to your name. Oh God, for your name is great and your voices and your hands. You are the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You are the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, take your place, take your place, take your place. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, my spirit, breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, my spirit. Take my body, my soul. You open your mouth and ask the Lord for a definite encounter tonight. One encounter in His presence can change a man's life forever. Go ahead and pray. The Bible says to be anxious for nothing. It says, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, even with thanksgiving, says to let our requests be made known unto God. Cry unto Him from the depth of your heart. For someone here, you are a man of God. God is counting on you for the mighty things that He will be doing in this city. I'd like you to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now please listen carefully. I will teach. It will be a brief session tonight, but I truly believe that God is igniting people and setting people on fire. When you come before the God of heaven, He does not leave you the way you came. Hallelujah. I want you, please, two things. I want you to be careful with our special guests in front, ushers. And then number two, just be careful with the cranes. But I want you right now to bring those who the power of God is coming on them right now, inside and outside. The power of God will begin to fall on certain people right now. Please bring them out. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit in. Your work on earth is done. Strong anointing. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit in. Your work on earth is done. The Lord is opening doors. Seeing doors being opened in the Spirit. That anointing that is coming upon you is opening doors. There is no power in existence that will keep that door shut. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in your presence on holy ground. Just be patient for a few minutes and we'll be seated. You ask him to come. When he comes, you will know. He touched me. Jesus touched me. And oh, what joy filled my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and me. is like him. Lion and the Lamb seated on the throne. Mountains bow down and every ocean roll to the Lord of Lords. We will praise Adonai from the rising of the sun till the end of every day. Praise Adonai. All the nations of the earth, every door of delay, I'm prophesying to you now, please bring them out, that everyone under the sound of my voice, I don't care what force has kept you down, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, and at the count of three, I speak to that door over the city of Gombe. Hear the word of the Lord. That door be opened now. Be open now. Be open now. Be open now. Hallelujah. Is there someone by the name Rehila? I'm hearing a name Rehila. Someone with the name Rehila, God is bringing, we may not have the time to see you, but God is bringing a mighty deliverance to your family right now. Even by the Spirit of God, oppression comes to an end. Now all those in front, I decree and declare, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, everything that is not of God, I command it to let you go now. Release them now. Release them now. Now, every spirit out of their destinies, by the power that is in the name of Jesus, wherefore God hath so highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name, I declare your liberty now. I declare your liberty now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Before you sit down, may I request that you open your mouth in 1 minute. And everything you are tired of that must let you go tonight, open your mouth and declare by faith. Everything that must let you go, that this Egyptian you see today, you will see no more forever. We are going to the world shortly, but pray. Hallelujah. Father, let our lives be testaments that you visited us tonight. Move mightily among your people. Let your word come with power in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated if you can. Those in front, God bless you. You may return back to your seats rejoicing. Just help those under the anointing. All those who are in front, you can return back to your seat, as many who can. You are delivered, you are set free by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now tonight as I teach, please be your brother's keeper, whether you are an usher or not. If anyone is under the anointing close to you, please do help them so they do not injure themselves. You can lift those who are in front here gently back to their seats. For those who are unable to rise, just leave them until they are fine. I command every spirit to leave in the name of Jesus. You must let them go. Release them right now. Out of them, finally, never to return. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's just allow a minute or two so that they return to their seats. Please lead them, ushers, help them so that we go to the ministry of the word. The Bible says, now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is. You don't have to bring any more people. Don't worry, just take them back. Someone help explain to those outside so that they understand what we're doing. Pray one prayer while we allow them go back to their seats. Speak to my heart, O God. Even by the power of your spirit, may your word come with power. May it change my life in the name of Jesus. Those who can't stand, just let them be. When they are strong enough, they will stand and return back to their seats. I have searched and searched all the earth, searched and searched all the earth, and found that I have searched and searched all the earth, searched and searched all the earth, and found that Babuani Kamarka. Babuani Kamarka. Ya Yesu, Babu Wani Kamaruka. Babu Wani Kamaruka. Ya Yesu, Babu Wani Kamaruka. Very simple song. Babu Wani Kamaruka. Babu Wani Kamaruka. I have searched and searched all the earth, searched and searched all the earth, and found that Babuani Kamaruka. I have searched and searched all the earth, searched and searched all the earth, and found that Babuani Kamaruka. Sing it as a declaration unto him. Babu Wani Kamaruka. Ya Yesu. Babu Wani Kamaruka. Babu Wani Kamaruka. Ya Yesu. See, please let me have your attention. Those under the anointing, you can just gently take them. But now, let me have your attention. We'll begin the teaching of the word now. When God calls for meetings like this, please listen very carefully. When God calls for meetings like this, there are avenues to help people encounter him at a greater and at a higher level. Even in heaven, John was asked to come up hither, and that there were other things that he had not yet seen and he had not yet known. You have come tonight to learn the hallelujah. You are help me sound. Praise the Lord. You have come tonight to encounter the God of the Bible. I leave you with one assurance. You will never go back the way you came. Yeah. in the name of Jesus. I want to teach for a few minutes and then we'll pray. By the way, do not forget that we have tonight and then we have a session in the morning tomorrow. Pay whatever price you can by God's grace to be around. The details will be announced later on. And then I move to Bauchi and we'll have a phenomenal time tomorrow evening in Bauchi with Pastor Mike and the entire lovely people of Bauchi State. But I want us to consider for the time that we have the book of Acts chapter 6. We'll read from Acts chapter 6. I'll begin my reading from verse 1. I just want to establish a few things. I kept thinking about all the things that I had to share. And when you come to a city like this, sometimes the Lord will put such a burden. You can discern the many spiritual things that the Lord would want to reveal to His people. But we thank God for the men and the women of God who are here standing. And when we are done, by the grace of God, they will continue as they build the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, even in this city. Acts chapter 6. Let me turn to it here. And okay, the Bible says, in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, the Bible says, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Verse 2. Okay, let me just turn it here for sake of time so that we'll conserve time. The Bible says, then the 12 called unto the multitude of the disciples and they chose, they said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Verse 3. Wherefore, brethren, they said, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Verse 4. If you can see it projected, let's read together. One to read. But we will give ourselves continually. Hold on. We will give ourselves how long? Continually. Not once in a while. Not when occasion demands. We will give ourselves. Please leave that scripture there. Continually. To prayer and to the ministry of the word. They said, do not distract us with these matters that you bring before us. If we intend to grow and to be established as apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, we must continue practicing the secrets that have brought us thus far. We will give ourselves continually to the ministry of prayer and to the ministry of the word. Please look up. Many believers want to experience the fullness of the life, the grace, the power of God. Everyone here, by the grace of God, has a destiny in Christ. And if I'm to probe every one of us one by one, you will agree with me and you will concur that it is your desire to see yourself rise to the highest level in life, whether in ministry, in politics, like we have our politicians here, in business, in whatever endeavor. Unfortunately, not many people ever rise to become and maximize the fullness of God's expectation for them, spiritually and otherwise. And there is an explanation for that. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So we find occasions where people love Jesus sincerely, but they find out that their lives are bankrupt of growth always, especially spiritually. What then is the secret that controls ever increasing growth, ever increasing excellence in every area of life? We have preachers here, men and women of God, the fathers of faith here, and many of you scattered across. And I know that many of you desire to see greater levels of God's grace at work in your life. You desire to see increases of all kinds, spiritually, in membership. There is nobody who is not motivated in the presence of results. You see, Jesus himself taught us the power of results. When he saw a tree that lured him, he came to that tree thinking he would find fruit. And not finding fruits, the Bible says he cursed the tree. And he said that no man will eat of you. Our world today is full of frustrated people, frustrated pastors, frustrated businessmen, frustrated politicians, frustrated family people. Why? Because it looks like the things that they read in scripture, they are not able to walk in the experience of it. What exactly is the problem? The psalmist cried a cry and he said, "Oh God, you are my God." He says, "Early will I seek you. My soul longs for you. My heart thirsts for you. As in a dry and weary land where no water is." He says, "To see your power and your glory as I have seen in the sanctuary." It is God's desire that Gombe State and every church, every business, everything represented within this region, that it becomes a true reflection of the glory and the power and the grace of God. But you see, everything physical starts from the realm of the spirit. Are we together now? Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1 says, "Now faith is," he calls it, "the substance of things hoped for." He says it is the evidence of things not seen. Then it says, "For by it the elders obtained a good report." Verse 3 says, "Through faith we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are physical or do appear." That means the things, the material things we see, came from a dimension that is spiritual in context. Whatever goes wrong with your spiritual life will eventually find expression in your finances, in your health. Every other thing that happens in your physical life is a report card to the health of your spirit. Are you learning already? So we desire to see God lift us. We desire to see prosperity from every dimension. We desire to see the power and the grace of God at work in our lives. But here, the apostles give us the secret behind their life of exploits. They literally turned their world upside down. And they said the secret is that we refuse anything that sustains the power to distract us. We will give ourselves continually to the ministry of prayer and to the ministry of the word. The ministry of prayer and the ministry of the word. Now, for a very long time, and I want you to please pay attention, for a very long time in the body of Christ, for some reason, we've had people take the option of the ministry of prayer or the option of the ministry of the word. So on one hand, we have people who believe in the ministry of prayer as the ultimate recommendation for growth, impartation, excellence, and advancement. And then on the other hand, we have the people who believe in the power of the word exclusively as the secret to growth. And for a very long time in the body of Christ, we've had these divisions and this contention. So we have prayer people, as we call it, and then we have word people, as we call it. And here the apostles are correcting us that something is wrong with that understanding. That if you are to grow holistically, you are not given the liberty to choose the ministry of prayer or the ministry of the word. It says we will give ourselves continually to the ministry of prayer and the ministry of the word. You see, one of the dangers that is plaguing the body of Christ today is not necessarily ignorance. I submit to you that by the grace of God, God has helped us to a measure to be able to bring levels of revelation and knowledge in the body of Christ. But the challenge largely, and the reason why we are not able to become people of stature, is because of imbalance, negligence of certain dimensions, and overemphasis of certain dimensions. Now, please look up. There are many women here, and I know that you cook well in Gombe State. If I'm right, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you are preparing a wonderful meal, say you are preparing your soup. Salt is needed. Your tomatoes and your vegetables are all needed, but they are not all needed at the same degree or to the same degree. Is that true? If you fetch a handful of vegetables, you don't put a handful of salt, but salt is needed. Now, when your whole food becomes one measure of salt, is that food again? You have destroyed it, but is salt wrong? No. Salt is not wrong, but how you applied it is what can destroy that whole soup. So the problem is not the revelations. Listen carefully. The problem is not the revelation and the different truths that we have. The problem is that it has not been arranged in a methodical order that builds the believer holistically. So you find out that we keep doing what is right and yet we never get results. So there are people who pray sincerely and yet you find out that the energy I am dissipating in prayer versus the results that follow is not matching. Then we have people who supposedly study the word of God and criticize people who pray and say it's not about prayer, it's just about the word of God, and they themselves become frustrated. So people in the body of Christ today are confused. What then controls the results that motivate my Christian experience? There are sincere men of God who walk in holiness and righteousness, sincere people who love God with all their heart. They have applied everything they know to do that makes for growth and makes for excellence, and it looks like there's no result. Every time you have a problem in your life, I assure you the problem is not with God. Let God be true and all men liars. So my assignment tonight within the minutes that I have is to bring together these various groups and help you understand that all of you are carrying pieces of the truth and none of you will excel in isolation. By the time the ministry of prayer says the ministry of the word, you have no business, just pray, you will be in for a bitter frustration. By the time you ignore the ministry of prayer and focus on the ministry of the word and say, I'm just studying the word, you are still going to get into big error. We will give ourselves continually to the ministry of prayer and the word. Are we learning now? This is very powerful. That means both ministries are important for the holistic growth and development of the believer. Now, please look up. The ministry of the word and prayer was classically revealed in scripture by Jesus Christ himself. Number one, the Bible calls him the Word of God, the Logos of God. Are we together? Then when we get to Mark chapter 4, the Bible says when Jesus was baptized of the Holy Ghost, listen carefully, this is the word now. You would think because he was the word, he would not need to engage prayer again. But as the word, the moment he encountered the Spirit of God, the Bible says the Holy Spirit himself drove him to the wilderness and he was there praying for 40 days. No food, no water. Who was praying? The word. So even the word prayed. As the word of God, he was engaged in prayer and engaged in fasting. Why would he have to pray again when he was the word of God? The ministry of the word and prayer. Now watch this. Give us Matthew chapter 4. Will we have it projected? Let me just use my own Bible here so we... Okay. The Bible says, then was Jesus... We are reading from verse 1 to maybe 6 or so. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Verse 2. The Bible says, when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Now watch carefully. We are about to see the unity of the ministry of prayer and the ministry of the word. The Bible says the tempter came to him. Who did the tempter come to? The man who had been praying and fasting for 40 days. When he came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Verse 4. But Jesus answered, I just finished praying. Is that what he said? You thought that just because he had prayed for 40 days, now Satan came to him. What he used to drive Satan was not his prayer. He said, it is written. Haven't prayed for 40 days, haven't prayed for 40 nights. If he did not know what was written, Satan would still defeat him as if all of his prayer was a waste. Listen, the secret of his victory, he did not say, Satan, leave me alone. I just finished praying. That means his prayer alone did not drive Satan. In spite of his prayer and fasting, the first person he met after prayer, you would think that prayer and fasting should drive Satan away. But the first person he met after prayer and fasting was Satan. And Satan was not shaking under the anointing. He came to him and he said, you are hungry. Turn this stone to bread. We will give ourselves continually to the ministry of prayer and the word. When Satan came to Jesus, he did not even respect the fact that he had been in constant touch with the Father. He said, if you are the Son of God, turn this stone to bread. Do you know if Jesus fell for that temptation, both him and the person who did not fast will have the same failure. Now you imagine how frustrating that is. And Jesus said, verse 4, it is written. Not I think, not respect my prayer, it is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Satan. Verse 5. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on the pinnacle of the temple. Verse 6 now. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is... Who is saying it is written? Satan himself. Now Satan has switched. Now you want to show me you know scripture? Let's discuss scripture. I also know what is written. It is written. Keep it there, please. He shall give his angels. He's testing his knowledge of the word. Since I see that your life is all about respecting what is written, let me see what discernment you have. Now, the discernment that has come from the place of prayer is what is assisting him to be accurate in ministering the word. Because Satan now is also using scripture. It is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands shall they bear thee, lest thou dash your foot against a stone. So just because it is written, if he did not have the foundation of prayer, he will fall for that temptation, because the temptation now is according to what is written. Are you seeing the danger of just having a word life without prayer? The devil will use what is written and destroy you, because your respect is to the ministry of the word and not prayer. It is prayer that is able to build that discernment. In Acts chapter 16, the Bible talks about Paul. The Bible talks about a lady who had the spirit of divination, and that this girl brought great gain. Are we together now? Great gain for her masters. And when she saw the apostles, she said, "These are holy men of God." She was using truth, but it took discernment from the residue of a healthy prayer life. He said, although what you are saying is right, the spirit that is behind what you are saying is wrong. And he rebuked the lady. Many believers do not understand the role that prayer plays in the life of the believer, and the role that the word plays in the life of the believer. You will never be able to be a person of stature and balance and accuracy and efficiency until you understand the ministry of prayer and the ministry of the word. Both of them do not do the same thing. They work together harmoniously in synergy to produce a victorious believer. But prayer has its own ministry. There are dimensions that prayer covers. There are dimensions that the word covers. The key is to understand that it is a combination of the ministry of prayer and the word. That was the formula that the apostles left with us. Any deviation out of this formula will lead us into various shades of error. We will give ourselves continually to the ministry of prayer and of the word. Is God blessing someone? 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 24. Show us the ancient path. Will you lead us along eternal highway? We want to follow the ways of Jesus. We want to enter your rest. Show us the ancient path. Will you lead us along eternal highway? We want to walk in the ways of Jesus. We want to enter your rest. Everybody, please read what you can see there if you can find it. Are you ready? One, two, read. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. One more time. But unto them, I want to teach you something. These two dimensions you see are the children of the ministry of prayer and the ministry of the word. Please, that every time you engage in prayer and you engage in the word, what you will get as a result of both encounters is an anointing. But that anointing is expressed in two dimensions. The anointing that comes from the ministry of prayer reveals itself as the power of God, dunamis. But the anointing that comes from the ministry of the word expresses itself as the power of God, authority, exousia, the capacity to delegate by reason of intelligence. Follow very carefully now. The Bible says to everyone who is called, when the anointing is revealed through those ministries, you will experience two things: the power of God and the wisdom of God. He said it is still Christ that is revealed. The word Christ there means the anointing. That means if I submit myself to the ministry of prayer, there is a dimension of the anointing that will be derived from that ministry. Dunamis. I will see the workings of the power of God in my life. But that does not mean I will have the spiritual intelligence to walk in victory. So I can be a powerful man of God, able to pray and the sick will be healed. And I will be poor, I will be broke, I may not understand the principles of leadership. The devil can take my life any day because they know not, neither will they understand. As far as prayer is concerned, I can submit myself to pray. And because there is an anointing that is derived from the ministry of prayer. So we have many powerful people who do not have the requisite level of spiritual intelligence to overcome the evil that comes with the day. Very anointed, but there is a bankruptcy of spiritual intelligence. Then the Bible talks about the wisdom of God that comes from the word of God. Are we together now? There are people who neglect the ministry of prayer and they have the wisdom of God. When you listen to them, you will hear intelligent truth, but the power to defend that proposition is not there. They can tell you what God can do. They can tell you beautiful things. I know this God I'm serving, and show you mysteries after mystery. But when the time for performance comes, the grace to make what they have said become flesh is no longer there. Are we learning? Remember what we are dealing with. I hope we are still together. That we will give ourselves continually to the ministry of prayer and to the ministry of the word. That both ministries, there are two distinct kind of anointings that must be derived from those ministries, and they are equally important for the maturity and the excelling of the believer. Can I tell you, the disaster that we have in church today, respectfully, is largely as a result of these imbalances. When it has to do with the power dimension, it is usually the apostolic and the prophetic ministry. And because power seems to have a charismatic quality, usually people just submit themselves to prayer and they do not understand doctrine and the soundness of the word. As a result, many supernatural things happen within the ministry, but with it will come various shades of error. For instance, calling somebody's wife a witch because of prophecy. You see, you may be, by reason of prayer, your eyes have been opened to see spiritual things, but the word bank that interprets it to align with scripture is not there. So you will keep bringing a lot of confusion in interpretation, because what you saw was correct, but your interpretation was wrong. It depended on your word bank, which is not there. Are we together? So God can open my eyes, for instance, prophetically, by reason of engaging in the ministry of prayer, and I can see maybe a coffin and see someone's name written there. Now, it is true, what I saw is a revelation of what Satan wants to bring to that family. It now depends on my knowledge of scripture to prove the dominion of the power of God over that situation. If all I know is prayer, I will interpret it the way I saw. Oga, I just saw you are dying. Because that is the limit of what the power of God can do. But if you understand that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, that means in anything prophetic you do, it must testify about Jesus. There must be that life-giving component in what you are saying. It will now alter my interpretation of that experience in a way that demonstrates the victory that is in Christ. There is no limit to the casualties we will keep having in the body of Christ as a result of choosing one or the other of these ministries. On the other hand, you may have people who have that wisdom. They will build intelligent systems, but the sick will remain sick. The oppressed will remain oppressed. People will come and sing and share the grace, and everybody will say, God can do it. There's sickness in my body. Oh, he's a healer. Oh, this chapter, this verse, this. This chapter, this verse, this. And the demons are sitting at ease and joining the service too, because the power that takes them is not there. Can I tell you, it is very dangerous to know what should be and not have the power to make it happen. Sooner or later, members will get tired. That is the truth. Like it's happening in many, many assemblies right now. To the point that when we men of God now say, lift up your hands for blessings, members know that, look, I'm used to this, your talk. Wisdom, there is no power. I don't doubt the truthfulness of what you are saying, but can I, for God's sake, have a testimony that becomes a consolation to all you are saying? Are we together? The danger of the prayer ministry without a sound word based is all shades of error that largely comes because of the prophetic inclination of the ministry of prayer. For instance, in the place of prayer, God can give me an instruction and say, Joshua Selman, for the next 5 years, you are not going to have more than 2 cars. That came to me by prayer. It is my personalized dealing with God. If I do not understand the character of scripture, I will turn that unique instruction into a doctrine and force all the members that anybody who has more than 2 cars, you are walking in error, based on my experience. And what is largely destroying the body of Christ is we are converting personalized dealings and instructions into... That is wrong. You see, if I come up with that template, it is only the person who is called into the apostolic or the prophetic ministry who would benefit from the template I'm giving. The person who is now called to be a politician and a businessman, he will feel intimidated because it will look like he's not serious with God. Let me teach you something. You see, when you are building people holistically by the ministry of prayer and the word, are we still here? I hope I've not lost you. The word of God gives a general ground for growth. But as you begin to grow, based on whatever your destiny is in Christ, the Holy Ghost begins to allocate your own customized training. The way he will train an apostle and a prophet is not the same way he would train a politician. It's not the same way he... Are you getting me now? So I cannot say my template and my experience must be the alpha and the omega of how growth should be. No. God is training a young man. See, if God is calling me to be a prophet, chances are you will find out that although we may start in the same prayer group or we may start in the same church, as time goes on, we will diverge to different unique dealings. For the man who will later be a prophet, he will find out that something will start changing in his appetite. He can go for a 50 days fasting and not even know why. There is an energizing upon him by reason of what he will be doing. A businessman may not have that kind of engracing. And now the businessman will be intimidated because he is forced to subscribe to the template of the prophet. If we do not bring wisdom to the body of Christ, believe me when I tell you this, people will keep pretending until we lose our stand spiritually. The power of God and the wisdom. There are some of you here, the more you pray and the more you fast, you find out that you are having an unusual passion for education because there is a grace. And if you do not understand how God builds men, you may feel guilty and say, why is it that it looks like the kind of passion my brother has for church and for prayer, he can come and lie down on the altar here for 1 week. Whereas you, there's a passion for you to go and get a PhD form and go abroad. And now you feel guilty not knowing that it is the allocation of your destiny that is calling you. So, the yardstick that measures spirituality in our world today is becoming a pastor. Are you seeing why there are many people in ministry today who are in ministry but not necessarily called as pastors? But because that is the template they have been told, they will leave the thing God asks them to do and become pastors because that they want to ease the guilt of looking like they are not serious spiritually. Because when you say those who are spiritual, stand up, usually it's the people who pray. The politician, you say, what did they know about being spiritual? Businessman, what did they know about being spiritual? Go and read the book of Daniel and see that the person who represented the purposes of God there was a politician. Go and read the book of Genesis and see that Joseph, who brought salvation to Israel, to Egypt, Israel in Egypt, it was an economic solution that he preferred. Listen, do you know why I'm teaching you this? If you do not get this balance, you will never see development come to Gombe. It is the error that has destroyed the north. We are people of prayer, but there is no development, no advancement, no nothing. Our children will leave God and go into something else. And then if we do not rearrange this template, there will come a generation that will not know this God we are crying about. Yes, sir. You've heard me say that there is one thing that is greater than the truth, the whole truth. If your truth is not the whole truth, it can still destroy. I've had the privilege to travel around by reason of what I do, and when I go to cultures and regions, I study cultures and I talk with people, trying to get the understanding where we got our mindset from. And for a long time, in the body of Christ, and especially around the Middle Belt and the North, as we call it, there has been an emphasis on the evangelical dimension of Christianity, which is important, that captures everything from salvation to morality and prayer, and that is a very good background. But we have hardly understood the principles that make for kingdom advance and territorial dominion. The result is the current economic and sociological state of our society. Can I tell you, you can be a prayer warrior, but one policy by people who do not fear God can rubbish both you, your church, and your program in one day completely. Now, we are beginning to reap the consequences of our carelessness. And that's why God is putting platforms like this to give us intelligence. To say, hey, you need both the wisdom and the power of God. There are many, many great men of God in this place. You have tested the power of God. Listen, let me tell you. I have met men of God in my life. I have met people, some of them, nobody knows about them. But when you look at them, you will see, you can sense tremendous power. There is the health of their energy by reason of investing in the prayer ministry. But there is hardly the manifestation of the wisdom of God. Absolutely nothing works in their life. Nothing at all. There is nothing in their life that can give you the desire to see that God is at work in this vessel. Or there may be a few things at work, and with it comes a plethora of imbalances. Please listen to me, believers. I came with a burden and a passion. More than miracles, signs and wonders, which are important, we need to begin to contend for the ministry of the word that administers the wisdom of God. The Bible says through wisdom a house is built. By understanding it is established. It says through knowledge the house, the rooms are filled with every pleasurable thing. Can I tell you, it will take wisdom to pay the school fees of your children. Husbands, It will take wisdom for you to be an effective husband. You can be a prayer warrior, respectfully speaking, but if you do not understand the principles of being a father, a husband, and a priest, you can be so deep in prayer and yet you will wreck your home into pieces. Many of us here have come from homes with pain by well-meaning Christian parents who had the power of God but did not have the wisdom of God. And then on the other side of the pendulum, we have people who have the wisdom of God and they even stretched it to the border. Their entire idea of Christianity is intellectualism. The moment you say, pray 5 minutes, they say, oh, no, there are no demons anywhere. It's just your mind. And all kinds of ideas come to downplay the ministry of prayer. You fast for what? And you find out that for these kinds of people, they may have the wisdom of God, but they later become frustrated because they keep proposing things that they do not have the power to defend. Jesus can give children. They quote scripture from Genesis to Revelation. Now a barren woman stands before you and says, man of God, I was lured by your message and I perceive you are a powerful man of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, may that child come. 10 years, nothing has happened. Because there is the wisdom of God that communicates truth, but the power of God that makes the word become flesh is not there. Is someone hearing me? Why am I teaching this? The Lord put this in my heart. Please look at me. Many of you right now, as you are seated here, if I ask you to submit your prayer requests right here, you are sincere people. Some of you are workers in church. Some of you have prayer groups. Some of you are even pastors. But you are finding out right now that you have high blood pressure. It's not because you are not praying, you are not fasting. The financial bills on you, the trouble to pay rent and venue, and your wife is asking you and say, this ministry thing we are doing, I hope there is a plan for our children. And it's now beginning to frustrate your own spiritual life. You keep seeing the power of God, but the wisdom that builds systems is not there. Jesus did not just leave us his power alone. The same spirit that is called the power of God is also called the spirit of wisdom. I made up my mind as a man of God that I will not bring failure and reproach to my life by ignoring any dimension as recommended by Jesus and even the apostles. I can tell you, most times when you see people who God has lifted, most times people believe they are just anointed. You are right, provided you can explain the dimension of the anointing. There is the anointing that comes as the power of God, but there is the anointing that comes as the wisdom of God. I have met great men and women of God, for instance, I'm using ministry just as an example, and based on what I saw in their lives, the nations should be hearing them. But the wisdom that makes for growth and influence, they do not have. Yet they are genuinely powerful. Greater than the Joshua Selmans by reason of their sacrifices. But the wisdom for growth is not there. And there are sincere people. I have had people come to me and say, Apostle, I spent time studying the word. There is no man of God whose message I have not listened to. Why are things not working in my life? Because you have accessed the wisdom of God. But can I tell you, when it has to do with advancement, it is power that moves you forward. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy ways. It is through the greatness of thy power that thy enemies submit themselves. Now listen carefully. What path have you chosen? You can know what path you've chosen by the consequences around your life right now. For some of you, as you are seated, you love the Lord sincerely, but you are almost giving up on ministry because you are saying, Lord, this is not fair. I've kept myself holy. I've loved you all my life. I even have a prayer group, or I have been part of the prayer band in my church for 10 years and there is nothing in my life. People look at you and say, this is your Christianity that does not have proof. You are the first to shout and pray. You are the first to run and go for night vigil. But is it that God does not love you? Even unbelievers are moving forward. There is something wrong with your equation. You have accessed the power of God, but you probably have neglected the wisdom of God. And there are others who are full of philosophies. They will argue everything. They will show you scripture after scripture. But when it has to do with the performance of the word, you can see someone who the devil has oppressed them. You can see patterns of witchcraft within the family, but the power to break it and set them free is not there. Oh, in the name of Jesus, be free. And you too, you will know that that person is not free. And you know, members can be funny. Even when they know that nothing touched them, they will just respect you and say amen and move and go to where they know they will find a real solution. Because they are afraid of you, they won't tell you that they prayed for me here. They'll just say, is that your prayer? And you too will be surprised, because you know that with what you have, results should not come from that kind of prayer. Please hear me. Brothers and sisters, my assignment tonight is to show you where we are missing it. So that Gombe can become a place of fire. Listen, a place of power, a place of spiritual, economic, political, sociological development. That is the full counsel of God. It should not just be that we have prayer warriors who are poor, who are broke, who are weak, who are not doing anything, men who cannot take care of their wives, women who have to go into prostitution or unfaithfulness because they are trying to look for money somewhere. That is sabotaging the counsel of God. May our children not become armed robbers while we are praying, because of sheer hardship. And may we not have a society that is full of intellectual people who downplay the power of God. There must be that balance. We will give ourselves continually. Somebody say continually. So businessmen must give themselves continually to the ministry of prayer and the word. Politicians must give themselves continually to the ministry of prayer and the word. Men and women of God must give themselves continually to the ministry of prayer and the word. Academicians give themselves continually. So the professor has the wisdom part, and he can see a student who is failing, and because he also has the power of God, he can say, I'm looking at you, and you said your father, you are the first to rise in your family. This is not an issue of not understanding my course. Lock my door. Come. I know what to do for you. Because he has both the wisdom and the power of God. So you are not just an intellectual. When you see that the situation demands the power of God, you put on your priestly regalia and say, don't confuse that I'm a vice chancellor. I'm also anointed. There is an anointing there. Are you seeing that now? Listen. And there are times that people will come and tell you, my life is not moving forward. I love the Lord. You know what is missing. That he has gotten the power of God, but what he needs is the wisdom of God. You can now give him a few teachings, like a doctor will give a patient a drug. Take Panadol or take this, 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon. You can submit them, the person, to a teaching, to go and learn the principles that now make him a responsible father in addition to a prayer warrior, an empowered man. When you are empowered and anointed, the devil is in trouble. Hear me? For as long as we keep having different pieces of the truth and fighting ourselves, the devil is happy, because he can use either of us for his benefit. He will come to the power people and cause them to be full of pride by reason of the charismatism around their results, and they will not pay attention to the ministry of the word. What do I need the word for? After all, I have power. And then the intellectuals will say, don't mind all these people, they are just daft people who are just, only God knows where they got power from. And the devil rejoices over that imbalance and that confusion. But in Gombe tonight, there is a generation rising that will give themselves continually to the ministry of prayer and the ministry of the word. Please sit down. There are many things that prayer achieves in the life of the believer. And there are many things that the word of God achieves in the life of the believer. I may not have time to run all of them, but let me just walk you through one or two, at least for tonight. What is in the word of God? Please write. Why do I need to access the word of God? The word of God is a compendium of the ways of God. Please write it down. The word of God is a compendium of the ways of God. Psalms 103 and verse 7, please. Something is happening here tonight. Believe me, something is happening here tonight. He made known his ways unto Moses, and the Bible says his acts. Do you know what the acts are? The results, the manifestation. That's what Israel saw. But Moses knew the ways, the methodologies of the kingdom. Please look up. What do you gain when you give yourself to the ministry of the word? Primarily the wisdom of God. But the wisdom of God manifests as helping you understand what we call the mysteries of the kingdom. Please say after me, the mysteries of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 11. Jesus was teaching and he said, it has been given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. What are mysteries? A mystery is a hidden code of operation that is privy to a group of people. We have a beautiful military and police force outside. When you come among the police and the military, they have languages that, except you're a policeman or you're in the force, you will not understand. Is that true? With respect to you, what you are hearing are mysteries. There are secret communications. When you go to the lawyers, the legal people, they can say certain things, Latin words, certain codes, and it is a mystery to you if you are not in the legal practice. In this kingdom, listen carefully, we have mysteries. The mysteries are the secrets of the kingdom by which we rise. We call them mysteries. If you want to experience growth in this kingdom, there is a mystery that controls it. You want to experience influence, there is a mystery that controls it. You want to enjoy economic blessings, there is a mystery that controls it. You want to enjoy restoration, there is a mystery that controls it. Can I tell you this? Your assignment as a believer in accessing the word and the wisdom of God is to fish out all of these mysteries and hold them like keys. And when you stand before that door, you know the key that opens it. Are you getting blessed? This is very powerful. Man of God, your church will not just grow because God sent you. There is a mystery that controls growth. Dear politician, you will not just rise and have people vote you just because you are well-intentioned. There is a mystery that controls influence and acceptance. Young man, you will not just be established because you are saving money to buy land. There is a mystery that gives you the grace for territory. Man of God, Gombe will not listen to you just because you are sincere. There is a hear ye him anointing. And if that grace is not upon you, you can be well-intentioned. And you will be surprised that even your own brethren will not hear you. Question, what do you not know? Because it is by these mysteries we do business in deep waters. You can command results that are super ordinary, supernatural, by reason of these mysteries. Is someone learning? Please look up. Many of you believe in the ministry of destiny helpers, and many of you believe that God can empower someone to come and hold your hands and help you. But how many of you know that everybody on earth is busy focusing on their own destinies? So what do you think will make them forget about themselves and focus on you? You think it's ordinary? No. There is a mystery that controls that favor. Is God helping us now? So you see that it's not about being good or bad. No. The mystery. I made up my mind that I would learn the truths of the kingdom that will grant me the wisdom. And you see, let me tell you this. When it has to do with the mysteries of the kingdom, they are able to deliver to you your inheritance in Christ. Here's what the Bible says. Acts chapter 20 and verse 32. It says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace." The Bible says it is able to build you up. And then number two, it is able to deliver to you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. That means you are a man of God here, and God has destined for you that through your life there will be revival in Gombe. Through your life, God will come and bless and lift the youth. You will be surprised. Old age can catch up with you and you can pass on to glory and not even save on to up to 100 people, because there is a mystery you have ignored. Can I tell you this? When I was starting ministry, or when I began my walk with God, because of the nature of how God visited us those days on campus, it was a marvelous move of God. Our focus was just on prayer and all of this. But a time came when I had an encounter, and this was when God began to teach me this and say, "Son, I am taking you far. There are many other things you need to learn." I remember there were many people those days on campus. I called their attention lovingly and I said, "Gentlemen, we have submitted ourselves, we have built capacity in prayer, but the Lord is telling me there are other dimensions we have neglected. And if we don't pay attention to them, they will affect us in the future. Because what we don't take out the time to learn." I tell you sincerely, and I don't say it to be sarcastic, some of these people are not even in ministry today, because the areas they neglected, Satan used it to destroy them. Imagine that as I've come here right now, I don't have food to eat and my family is not in place because I ignored learning the mystery that controls economic empowerment. Now that the prophetic is upon my life, do you know chances are excellent that I would deviate into error because of hunger? Because I ignored understanding the financial principles of the kingdom. For instance, I can be a sincere man of God, but when you see your loved ones crying, you wouldn't know when you would do something you never believed you could do. That's what you see. You see a lot of people who started well. As at the time the man started pursuing the Lord, he was maybe a young boy in primary school or secondary school, or maybe in college somewhere. Now he's married with four children. Responsibilities have come. And you will find out that compromises begin to come. Because the day you watch your wife and your children cry and say, "Man of God, I know you are a prophet, but we are hungry," something is wrong. The troubles and the battle, you are watching your children about to die and you don't have the money for a simple medical thing. Now you have the prophetic. You will come to our dear politicians. The devil will deceive you into coming to meet them and say, "Her Excellency is here. Why don't you use this prophetic and do something and get 500,000 out?" Are you seeing that? This is what has birthed a lot of compromises. Hear what I'm telling you. If you want to last, embrace the whole counsel of God. If you ignore any area, that area you ignore will be the strength of Satan in your life tomorrow. When it is time to pray and fast like everything depends on it. When it is time to access the wisdom of God, and you see, you can pray immediately, but you are not transformed immediately. Transformation takes a long time. It's why a lot of believers, the Bible says in the latter days, some they will not endure sound doctrine. It takes stamina to sit down and learn the ways of God. is why many young people will want to go into ministry. The moment they pray a little revelation here and there, somebody is shouting in their meeting, they are set for ministry. And they fire like ignorant foxes into a forest, and they find out that in 2 weeks they preach all the messages they have. And now they are wondering, what in the world do I do? Because you see, when you start the prayer group, the 10 people with you are all sincere people. But by the time they become 100, thieves have come. Wicked people have come. Witches and wizards have joined the church. Now you need the wisdom of God. But because you didn't pay attention to it, you keep praying until they steal all your money, until the witches and wizards destroy you, and neglecting the whole counsel of God. I hope you are learning. I'm not just being sarcastic, and there is no tell them here. God is speaking to everybody. Are we together? The first crusade that we ever had, that I had as a man of God, we were not many in the crusade ground, in all honesty. I'm not sure we're more than 50, but it was a powerful crusade. The sick were healed. Many things happened. But can I tell you the truth? I did not understand the principles of influence to be able to make an intelligent publicity. I did the best that we could do with what I thought was my knowledge. We prayed and fasted as if I would not even see again. The few people that came were healed, and it was a great start, but not much could be done. And now we hired sound from Kaduna, and after they finished the crusade, it was time for the bills now. I stood there frustrated. I quoted scripture. These guys were going to embarrass me. I said, I'm not a thief. I fear God. Will I come and preach? And you know, when you are preaching in a crusade ground, you are shouting about the God of all possibilities. And the sound people you are owing are listening to you while you are preaching. They are waiting for the crusade, and the sick are healed, and everybody would have gone. And I stood there. I had to liaise with the drivers. I said, take my people back to Zaria. By the time you get to Zaria, that the transport money will be there. And I said, God, this can't be it. No, there's something about you. I take responsibility. There is something I do not know. There's no point arguing. You are God. You are God all by yourself. You see, let me tell you, if you want to see all of God, take responsibility early. Stop blaming people and blaming this and say, there is something I do not know, period. The more you are humble and meek, the word of God can come to you. And it was after that encounter, I went back and God began to open to me. When you read the Bible, it says, add to your faith this, add to this, this, add to this, this. It makes you complete. And I learned that principle. I said, Father, I don't want to be the man of God who will come and manipulate people tomorrow. I have a covenant with God that I will do ministry with integrity. I don't want a situation where I see politicians and see people, or our dear men and women of God. Imagine that out of my pay now, I'm looking for, say, 1 million naira. I will now prophesy to you and I will say, look, I know what is in your account. And I'm not lying. I will abuse the prophetic because of hunger. Can I tell you, even if you are a prophet, when there is no food, you will die. Genesis 42 from verse 1 and 2. Let the Bible speak. I'm not just talking about financial issues. I am saying our gospel must be holistic to affect both the hearts of men and the strata of society. Now, Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt. Is it there in your Bible? Jacob said to his sons, why do ye look upon one another? Please read verse 2 if you are a Christian. 1, 2, read. And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down hither and buy for us from thence, that we may live. Even a prophet will die when there is no corn. Can I tell you, there is only one reason God's covenant people go to Egypt. Hunger. Hunger can take a believer from the place of integrity to a place of bondage. Hunger can literally take even the child of a prophet to Egypt. How did they become slaves in Egypt? It was hunger that took them there. Let's be careful so that our children will not renounce the faith on their way to Egypt because of hunger. Let's be careful so that we don't put pressure on men of God to begin to compromise because of bills and trouble. Let's be careful so we don't begin to dabble Christianity and witchcraft all in a blind search for results. You can embrace the whole counsel of God and become a person of dexterity and balance, blessed in every area. Can I tell you, God can visit you in every area and give you rest roundabout. You become a better portrait of what he can do. Genesis 24:1. We'll soon pray now. Show us the ancient path. Will you lead us along eternal highway? We want to follow the ways of Jesus. We want to enter your rest. And Abraham, please keep it there, was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed him in all things. How many things? Man of God, God can bless you in every area. Now, let me tell you this. You are here and you are not given to the ministry of prayer with fasting. There is a dimension of discernment and growth that you can never have. No matter, you can quote scriptures and just flatter yourself, and the power of performance will not be there. It is in the place of prayer that you build discernment. It is in the place of prayer that you build the capacity to endure the days that come. When people begin to criticize you by reason of the anointing you carry, have you built the stamina to endure and still love? That is the ministry of prayer. The primary assignment of prayer is not for petitions, it's for your growth and transformation. By the time the powers of darkness mandated by Satan to attack your integrity, whether you are in ministry, whether you are in politics, I hope you know that the moment you declare that you are standing for Jesus and becoming a light, you have drawn a line between you and the devil. It's not until you are a preacher, anyone at all who will name the name of Christ, I assure you, Satan will come after you. It will take stamina and capacity. If Jesus did not pray and fast for that long, he may not be able to do well with It Is Written. The force that powered It Is Written was derived in the place of prayer. True testimony, listen carefully. In 2009 or 2010, I had a vision, and the Lord told me I was trusting God for direction for the next 10 years or thereabout of my life. Listen, we're about to pray. And at that time, for many of you, there are many fathers here who will tell you, the media ministry was the major way that God will use, you know, CD sales of CDs and the rest to be able to generate income for ministry. And, you know, I was just trying to say, Lord, I'm now rising to a point where demands are coming. What is the blueprint? I want to work with integrity. It was in the place of prayer that the Lord gave me a revelation and said, you will not sell any CD or anything. He said, in the future, CDs will not, people will almost not buy it again because technology will change the narrative. He said, take the audio of your message and put it online. My angel will take it to the nations. That is how I will announce you. Listen carefully. This came from the place of prayer. Now, you rewind to that time, it didn't make sense because that time you put your message online, you are wasting your time. What are you doing there? But the foolishness that comes from discernment through prayer, that simple instruction in obedience to God, is what has helped to do what God has done in the life of this man standing before you. Prayer will help you know what the next 10 years will be like, and you can go ahead. Listen, when Jesus was praying, the Bible says the disciples started their journey. Remember, when it was done, they were praying and they entered the boat and they started moving. They were 6 hours ahead of Jesus, but he was praying. But the moment he was done praying, he got up and walked on water. prayer can give you an advantage. You can redeem time in prayer. Prayer can give you the result of 10 years and bring it in 1 year. They were using a boat 6 hours away ahead of Jesus. You would call Jesus's prayer life a delay and a waste of time. But he got up from that prayer ministry with the empowerment to walk on water. And he walked on water. Within a short time, he had caught up with them. They looked at him and they thought he was a ghost. And you know, Peter said, "If it be thou, bid me come." And he said, "Come." And even Peter walked on water. Your prayer life can even make others benefit. That it was on account of that strength he could say, "Let me help you too. You can walk on water." Ladies and gentlemen, if you choose prayer and you neglect the word, there will be a striking imbalance in your life. Your life will not be a fair capture of the portrait of a true believer in Christ. And if you choose the word of God and ignore prayer, you will only be filled with dogmas and philosophies that will frustrate you. For such people, the Bible says, ever learning and yet never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Anything they say, you say, "I know." John chapter, you will help the preacher finish the verse, but there are no results in your life. The tree can be green, leaves, you will attract people to come who are hungry, but you will not be able to feed them and help them. Why have you come here tonight? To reignite that fire and that appetite. For some of you, you have come here tonight to repent from laughing at people who are given to the ministry of prayer, and you laugh at them and say they will suffer. We are just focusing on the word. You are making a mistake. And God is calling many of you who have become arrogant because of the place of prayer and the prophetic and the apostolic to tell you, "Hey, all these your pastors and reverend you are insulting and saying they don't see anything." Many years when you are down, they will still be standing because the word of God will keep them standing. When the revival of the 60s and 70s broke out in America with Papa Hagin and all of these men, he was not the only one who caught that fire. There were many, but some ignored the word. They enjoyed the ministry of the Holy Spirit and they were just doing their things. Papa Hagin warned them and said, "You people are building on sand. You are not building on the rock." They ignored him. Many of them fell like a pack of cards. And he said, "Many years I will still be standing." He embraced the ministry of the Spirit and prayer. He embraced the ministry of the word. And today when you talk about those revivals, that is the name that captures that move of God. So that a time will not come when we are talking about the history of the move of God in Gombe, we'll say from this year to this year, there were some young men who were on fire, praying and working miracles, but they just went down, all of them, one by one. You've seen this happen with people. People come, balloon success. They arrive, some of them on campus, some of them everywhere, on fire for 5 years, 10 years, praying. It's as if they are ghosts. They can fast for 1 year. But after 6-7 years, because they do not have a word bank, when the vicissitudes of life hit at them, I have met a few people that I used to know on campus. I don't say this with joy in my heart, but I've met some of them. Some of them, you would believe that with the zeal they were carrying, as far as prayer and the charismatic move of God was concerned, honestly, you would think by now they should even be maybe a global ministry. And some of them, I've met them and I look at them looking so wretched. And some of them, you know that they are not even serious with God again. What happened? The one that struck me most as we prepare to pray, true story. A gentleman, once upon a time, many years ago, this gentleman was even ordained a pastor. I had warned him one time. I said, "The way you are ignoring the ministry of the word and the whole counsel of God, it will affect you." Ignored me. Eventually, the gentleman traveled abroad just to go and further his studies. He returned back a few years, maybe like 4 or so years ago, to come and renew his papers. Guess what? He had become an atheist. This was a young boy that was getting people filled with the Holy Ghost. And he just laughed. He said, "Africa is our poverty and suffering that is making us do all these jim things." I said, "My God, what is this?" These were people who will roll inside the rain and say, Lord, use me. I found that I would. Listen, if you don't embrace the whole counsel of God, let your life be an inspiration, not a lesson. Not a lesson for people. Many, many, many great people have risen, just like you. Many preachers. I assure you, you are not the first man of God to begin to have encounters. You are not the first to see Jesus. You are not the first that the power of God is already moving. Ask our fathers of faith here. They will tell you stories of people who have risen and sadly some have fallen. But there were others who looked like they would not stand. They built with the simplicity of the word and prayer. And when all the dust settles, they are still standing. There are kings. There are kingdoms. There are mountains and there are thrones. But only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. There are thrones. There are kingdoms. There are mountains and there are thrones. But only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. There are names, there are titles, there are legends and tales of strength, but only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. There are names, there are titles, there are legends and tales of strength, but only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. Gombe, hear this preacher. Men have risen and men have gone down. Governments have risen and governments have gone down. Men of God have risen. Some have gone to join the cloud of witnesses. But I tell you, if you build on the ministry of prayer and you build on the ministry of the word, you have the tribe, the twin pillar that you can hold on. And when the dust comes and when the winds blow, you will still be standing. The word and prayer. Let's find a place to pray. Acts chapter 6 again. But we will give ourselves continually. Gombe, give yourselves continually. When it is time for Bible study and the learning of doctrine, do not ignore it. Sit down and camp with the word. Go and buy books. Go and listen to materials. Don't say I'm a prayer warrior. I'm seeing visions. Settle down and learn doctrine. Learn the ways of God. Learn about financial prosperity. Learn about discipline and moral excellence. Learn about character. Learn about leadership. Learn about administration. Don't ignore any dimension. Embrace the whole counsel of God. And then garnish it with a life of prayer. Pray in the morning. Pray in the afternoon. Pray in the night. Pray with fasting. And you will evolve into a sign and a wonder. That is God's pattern. Can I tell you this? This is what you must do if you want to see the glory of God manifest in your life. We are going to pray. Our first prayer point is found in Leviticus chapter 9 and verse 6. There are names, there are titles, there are legends and tales of strength, but only Yeshua will reign forever. To his kingdom there'll be no end. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. If you want to see the glory of the Lord upon your life, there is what you must do. And this is the mystery I've revealed to you tonight. You want to see the glory of the Lord in your finances? You want to see the glory of the Lord in ministry? Give yourself continually to the ministry of prayer and the ministry of the word. Are there people of prayer in this place? Can we take the next 5 minutes to pray? Wherever you are, I want you to commit, engage with understanding. Pray in the spirit, pray your understanding. Where are the watchmen? Now is your time to pray. Lift your voice and pray. I obtain grace now that you know these things. Happy are you if you do them. Lord, the grace to submit myself continually to the ministry of prayer. The grace to submit myself to the ministry of the word. Someone pray. Challenge prayerlessness. Challenge wordlessness. Obtain grace from God. Some of you have ignored prayer meetings. You have ignored prayer ministries. It's time to realize. Some of you have ignored platforms for the communication of sound doctrine. It's time to realize. Please pray. You are praying for Gombe. You are praying for your children. You are praying for the government. You are praying for the men and the women of God. You are praying for the purposes of God. You are praying for your campuses. Let your kingdom come. This is what the Lord commands that you do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. Hallelujah. 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 Let me show you one of the major ministries of prayer is the ministry of prophetic intercession. Listen carefully. The ability to stand in partnership with heaven and shift climates over territories. Isaiah 62. Help those under the anointing. Isaiah 62. Please give it to us. We're wrapping up. Hear me, Gombe. If you sit down and just say government will change this land, business people will change this land, you will sit down and nothing will change. There is the ministry of prophetic intercession through prayer over families, over the government, over territories. Let me show you a scripture. We're wrapping up. For Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Verse 2. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness, Gombe, and all kings thy glory. Gombe, thou shalt be called by a new name, and the mouth of the Lord, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Verse 3. Thou shalt be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. These are all the things that God wants to do. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married. Now, how will this come to pass? Next verse. It says, for as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. Verse 6. This is why it will come to pass. I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Gombe, which shall never hold their peace, day or night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, he said, keep not silent. Verse 7. And give him no rest until prophecy becomes manifestation. That means engage in prayer. Every family must become an altar of prayer. The campus must become an altar of prayer in addition to a learning institution. Every church must be an altar of prayer. Your government houses must be altars of prayer. Give him no rest. Bring before him the prophetic word. Lord, you have said this concerning Gombe, that you are the jewel in the savannah. We decree and declare it must be so. Give him no rest. Listen, please look up. I can tell you that prayer, if and when done with understanding, can change the narrative over a life and over a family. There was a man in the Bible called Jabez. Are we Bible students? The Bible says the mother named him Jabez because she bore him in sorrow. This guy saw a pattern of negative things following his life, but he got to a point where he prayed. He said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me. Is someone ready to pray? You are going to declare, Lord, your prophetic word over my life in this season, I enforce its manifestation by prayer. Open your mouth and pray. I enforce prophecy over my church, over the government. Over my campus, over my family. Someone pray. We enforce prophecy. Violence shall no longer be heard in our land, or the sound of mourning. We declare this by the decree of the waters. Pray. Let your kingdom come, O God, in my family. Let your kingdom come in every church. Let your kingdom come over this beautiful land of Gombe. We ignite the fire of revival from the north to the south, to the east, to the west, every campus, every home, the fire of revival blazing from north to south, blazing from east to west of this land, until the name of Jesus is lifted above every other name. Hallelujah. 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 You are praying because you believe in Jesus. Can I tell you, it is the season where women of prayer, prophetic intercessors, you need to rise in this land. The time of sleeping and giving flimsy excuses is over. It's time. He said, awake, thou that sleepest. Man of God, it's time to stop giving excuses. It's time to know how to hold on to the four horns of the altar and pray prophecy to manifestation. Teach the young people how to pray. Pastors, teach your members how to pray. Businessmen, pray. Politicians, pray. Students, pray. Lecturers, pray. Academicians, pray. Members of the force, pray. He spake a parable to the end that men ought always to pray. In the name of Jesus. The last prayer point, and then I speak over your life and we're done for tonight. Please listen. The last prayer point. Proverbs chapter 8 is our next and last prayer point. Proverbs chapter 8 from verse 1. Media, help us please. Proverbs chapter 8. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of the high places, by the way of the places of the paths. Wisdom now. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city. Who is crying? Wisdom. At the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Verse 6. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. Verse 7. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. Verse 8. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness, and nothing is froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Verse 10. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than fine gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. God is taking us somewhere. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out the knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. 14. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding and I have strength. 15. Now, wisdom is speaking. By me, kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule, and nobles, even the judges of all the earth. 17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Are you ready to pray? Father, the mystery that connects what I do not know, but I need in my life, grant me access to it, even by your wisdom. Go ahead and pray. The things I need in my life that I do not know how to obtain, may wisdom come for me. The wisdom to be empowered financially, the wisdom to live and walk in health, the wisdom to have a robust ministry, the wisdom to lead as a politician, the wisdom to establish the counsel of God in my territory, I obtain by faith. Pray. The wisdom to be a responsible father, the wisdom to be a responsible husband, the wisdom to be a responsible wife and mother, the wisdom to be an exceptional man of God, the wisdom to be an exceptional leader. By me kings reign and princes rule. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 1, 24. I'm speaking over your life now. Is it 1:24? Help me. First Corinthians 1:24. But unto them which are called, we are called in Christ, all of us, with no exception. Please look at me. No matter what background you are coming from, some of you may be coming from families where there's no electricity. Some of you may be coming from a background where nobody has risen. Can I tell you, you are still called. Some of you may have failed as men of God, failed as sincere people. Some of you, you are standing looking at me right now and you are at your wit's end. You are saying, I'm tired, this thing is not working. I'm not getting something right. You are correct. Something must be missing. Christ, when the anointing is revealed, it comes to you as the power of God, and it comes to you as the wisdom of God. You want to access the anointing as the power of God. The ministry of prayer is responsible for drawing that dimension of the anointing. Dunamis. You want to access the wisdom of God, the power that comes from the wisdom of God will come, or the power that translates to the wisdom of God comes from His word. Habakkuk chapter 3 from verse 3 and 4. That is where you get the power that comes from His word. The power that gives you authority. God came from Teman, and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of His praises. Verse 4. Amplified puts it very beautifully. Verse 4. It says, and His brightness was like the sunlight. Rays streamed from His hands, and there in the sun-like splendor was the hiding place of His power. There is a dimension of God's power that hides in His light. When you access His light, you access the power that translates as the wisdom of God. Christ revealed as the power of God. Christ revealed as the wisdom of God. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Can I pray for you?
My head, You have exalted like the horn of a unicorn, and I am anointed with fresh oil. My head, You have exalted like the horn of a unicorn. I am anointed with fresh oil.
Now, as I pray, please do well to help those under the anointing. You don't have to bring them out. Just receive. In the name of Jesus Christ. The anointing that fans back a man's prayer altar. The grace for supplication. And prayer. I stretch my hands. It will come on everybody, but there are a few people that this mantle and this grace of a watchman, right now may that anointing fall on you. Take that grace now. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Men and women of prayer, I prophesy to you, arise by the Spirit. There are many women from tonight. That mantle is coming upon you. The mantle that was upon Anna the prophetess, that grants you capacity to pray. Help them, please. Take that grace now in the name of Jesus. There are people, the fire upon your altar has gone down. it was not like this. This was not how you started with God. Right now, I ignite that altar. Let fresh fapata katosh, skate kate branda skatia. May that altar catch fire now and begin to burn in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. I want to pray for you. The fire of God is coming on this woman. I don't know who she is. This woman wearing a shiny robe. Madam, look at me. I stretch my hands. That anointing now. Take that grace now. The name of Jesus Christ. You will never, never be the same. I ignite you. That fire. The grace of an intercessor. Indeed, you will pray.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust. Let the weak.
Hallelujah. We're wrapping up. This gentleman wearing green, what do you do? Are you a pastor? Where? Your own church? I don't know who he is, but grace for you to do ministry with integrity. But I'm going to pray for you. Stand up. There is an anointing that is coming upon you. The grace for a teacher and the grace for a revelation. I stretch my hands upon you right now. Take that grace now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will never, never be the same. I release that grace upon you by the power that raised Christ from the dead. Now, I'm seeing something. That gentleman waving his hands, lifting his hands up, this one, and the three people by your left and the white person by your right, all of you come out. I saw something in the spirit. I don't know if they are a group, but come. Please allow them come. I want to pray for you. Don't come out carelessly. Listen, I don't know who you are. I just saw light across four of you. Lift your hands. I want to pray for you. May you do ministry with integrity. May you love the Lord with all your heart. I stretch my hands. Take this fire now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive that anointing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will never be the same. Never be the same. Let it be a new season for you. A new season of revival. A new season of empowerment. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me declare the grace for favor. There is such an anointing for the favor of God. Don't reject it. Favor will give you an edge in life. And give you the time to seek God and serve Him acceptably. I stretch my hands right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are two of you among these people standing at the choir. I just saw light. There are two of you. There's a strong anointing right now. That grace is coming upon you. Two of them. Please help them. Take that grace now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands. I decree and I declare. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, may this grace for favor rest upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I shift systems and structures for your sake. By the rod of the apostolic and the prophetic, I shift you to a new season. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. Everything that has refused to work in your life, go back after tonight. I command it to begin to work.
I command it to begin to walk. I command it to begin to walk by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now hear me. Our time is up, but tomorrow, I have a final session tomorrow before I rush to Gombe. I may not be able to, before I rush to Bauchi, we may not have the time to pray for the sick now and then to just intercede to prophesy. It's already past 9 and we have to respect time, especially because of the times, you know, in the nation, not to keep us too late. But then, please, I want you to make this sacrifice. What time is it tomorrow? 8 o'clock, it will be for a brief time. Please pay whatever price you can pay to be here tomorrow. I'll be sharing with you one more secret and then I'll be praying with you. And we'll be praying over the sick, whether you are a politician, whether you are whatever it is, a man of God, you can come with your heart open to receive in the name of Jesus. But there are many of you here between this night and tomorrow morning. I decree and declare by the power of prophecy, some of you will return back home and you will meet here some testimonies waiting for you. I'm not motivating you. There is an anointing that will make this come to pass. I declare it over your life in Jesus' name. And hear me. Anybody that fights you from today, I declare by the decree of the watchers, they go down instantly. Any man who says over his dead body for you to rise, may the ground open and swallow them. For the Lord of peace himself will give you peace by all means. In the name of Jesus, I declare that your families are protected. Every church here represented as the body of Christ rise to a new level. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord bless you and the Lord increase you. In Jesus' name I pray. Give Jesus a big hand clap.